Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. I think you know what's going on here. I am not alone in the studio. I have Kristen, Amy, and Kabir.
Hey.
Sitting around in a circle here, Indian style on the floor. And this has been another epic week at the Mystic Manor. And I'm so excited to have all three of you here to co-create this episode. Fridays have turned into like one of my favorite things ever because I get to spend not only all day with you guys, but also create a podcast with you. So welcome.
Thank you.
Very happy to be here.
Yeah, it's been good. The weeks go so fast for me. Mm-hmm. It's like, it feels like you guys just got here and it's like, hold on, it's already Friday? Mm-hmm. And I think part of that is because, you know, I end up spending more time the end of the week than the first of the week with mm-hmm. everyone. And it's such a whirlwind. I can't believe it's like, I think this is the 8th week with Mystic Manor guests. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So who wants to share a little bit? So my aim of these shows, if you've never listened before, guys, these are the three very brave guinea pigs who have come and spent the week here. They came on Monday. It's Friday now. Tomorrow we record Optimistic, and they're a part of that co-creative process. They come out on stage. So this is warm-ups, I suppose, because that's going to be in front of a live audience. And if you're like, what the heck is he talking about? Check out optimistic.tv. You can see the new trailer for the show, which
amazing
is forthcoming.
Trailer.
It turned out really good, right?
Yes. Yeah. Best trailer ever.
I feel...
Everett, you're amazing.
He put a lot of work. I mean, I sat with him during a lot of that process, and it's like, it's pretty tedious work, like especially going through all the episodes we'd already have in the can that are going to be released and trying to find things to share and tie together that make it a cohesive story from different episodes. And it's quite the art form and takes a lot of like granular focus.
Yes.
But yeah, so any of you guys who out there who would like to come to the Mystic Manor, like these brave souls, we do still have one spot left in November and then several in December. So you can book time to talk with me about it at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon. But with that being said, so who wants to share, a little bit about their trip so far? Who's the bravest of the three?
Literally all three of you guys are looking at me. Okay, yeah. I can share.
Okay.
Hello, everyone.
Who are we talking to?
I'm Amy. I'm here with these very wonderful people today. I am so happy to be here. It's been such a pleasure meeting everyone and this whole house and this whole community you've created, that is what it felt like stepping in here. Mm-hmm. This welcoming community that I absolutely love, that I know what brought me here was this moment where I've been just kind of separate and in my own world, which we all kind of have our own worlds, yes, but so separate that it was just very, very alone, very to myself. And that's...
You want to tell them where you live?
I live in San Diego.
Right.
Yes. My husband's there. Hi. Hello, Justin.
Hi, Justin. Amy's not coming home, by the way. I forgot to tell you. She's decided she's gonna you know, run the Mystic Manor.
Yeah, pretty much.
So. You can come visit, though, anytime.
Yeah, we'll have Kristen the caretaker. Yeah. I'll run the house otherwise. Yeah,
Kristen's gonna have Bertha the bus out front.
Right? Yes. And, there's my own little community there in San Diego, but just definitely separate from a lot of things. And then coming here was this crash course, almost this intense, I don't know, immersion really into this whole new world that's well worth experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been a single thing here that I haven't regretted doing, which there's really, I think regret is so silly to think of.
Right.
It's all an experience. Mm-hmm. You wanted to do it, you got a pull to it, you got a call to it, so you wanted to come.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious how it's been, you know, in one of the things I originally, even if you look on the welcome pack that I send everyone when, you know, you guys first sign up for a week, I needed to go to change it, that we would do these podcast recordings on Saturday, and we've moved them to Friday so that they could be released on, you know, Saturday's not a release day. And the only thing that I would like to figure out how to change, ideally we would record it Sunday and it would be released Monday, because then it's, you guys have had the full week. Like the next 2 days are like super intense for everyone, and so you're still kind of midweek, which is fine. I mean, it's great. Although, you know, no one gets to hear like the full week. So I guess my question for you up to this point, what has been sort of a highlight, or how, two questions really, what's been a highlight for you, and what has, how has it been? You know, because we all have expectations of things when we go to them, whether, you know, one way or another, we kind of envision what it'll be like. Then, you know, then there's a reality of whatever it is. So I'm curious. I'm always curious how that stacks up for people, you know, how, you know, based off your sort of expectation and how you envisioned it. And then also, you know, what a highlight, you know, just any highlight or something that you'd want to share that's happened.
Highlights are probably pretty easy. I mean, there's several really to choose from. The first thing that sticks out to me is the workshop with Lisa Rose.
Oh, she's amazing. Mm-hmm.
That was incredible. Yeah. I think we all got something to take from that one.
Yeah, I asked you when you came out about that one, and you're like, one of the best experiences, or the best experience of my life. I'm like, God, that's good feedback.
That's right.
Lisa Rose, you did it.
You did it. Lisa Rose, you're an incredible being. Oh, gosh. It was so wonderful to be with her. And I actually have to say, like, little synchronicities that pop up because, you know, here I think it's magnified and just you see it more and more.
Definitely a vortex.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, I was just telling Alex downstairs that it's like its own city. You have Venice, but then you have this house.
Yeah,
and this house is its own thing.
Right.
As far as expectations go, I really, really did work very hard to not have any coming in. And I'm very glad I did. I was very open, very easygoing.
You've been such a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad, because I wanted to be open to everything. I wanted to take it all in and really experience it for what it was, because it's magical. If you want it to be, it's magical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
Who else has something to share?
Well, I'm Kabir, and I've had quite a magical experience. I actually came into it with some expectations, and they've exceeded my expectations.
And if you could see Kabir's glasses, you would realize how cool this guy is and magical.
Yes.
He's got the most fun rainbow glasses.
Fruit stripe glasses.
And the best laugh the Mystic Manor has ever seen.
Yes.
We'll get it out of him here shortly.
Yes.
No pressure.
You can try. But it was kind of weird how things unfolded, like, with my intentions and expectations of, like...
Mm-hmm.
And you see how things are affected by what you want. And,
mm-hmm.
And it was nice. I wanted to challenge myself. That was one of my intentions, and I don't feel like I lived up to it fully, but it definitely challenged myself and grew and enjoyed Elise's, Rose's experience so much, and Rio's evening was amazing. That was so
amazing. Oh yeah, he's really amazing too.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So much toning and vocalization that I needed to experience.
Yeah. It's like helping to find your voice.
Find your voice.
Right. Yeah. I think that's for a lot of people that come through here. It's like, it's you know, the throat chakra for a lot of people is really blocked.
Yes.
It's like, you know, we all want to be heard.
Yes.
Everyone out there, that's like, that's the main thing. Humans want to be heard mm-hmm. and felt. And mm-hmm. and we also, you know, not everyone has a podcast and has practiced 1,000 episodes of just like, ah, you know, getting it out and yeah. then getting all this feedback. And it's like, you know, so... To me, and that's one of the things I love about even doing these Friday episodes, it's like giving each person, you know, each one of you an opportunity to start. You have something valuable to share. Everyone does. Mm-hmm. Like, none of us are more special than any others, and we all have something really valuable. And we all are, like I said in the trailer, Michael Rostowski, shout out, says, we are each other's medicine. We are the medicine, you know? And so you could have, you know, something to share that I could never share based off of your experience that right. really someone else needs to hear. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a big part of this, you know, the community that's ever growing here is, you know, all these people that are coming and coming through this vortex. Everyone is like practicing using their voice mm-hmm. and, you know, up leveling everyone around them. There's mm-hmm. no like, oh, there's no clickiness mm-hmm. or, you right. know, too cool for school no. stuff. And, but yeah. and yet these are some of the coolest people, most yes. beautiful people, most, you know, amazing. Incredible, you know, physically and more importantly, you know, in their emotionally, yeah. yeah, which makes people beautiful, and that's yes. a thing that I don't think a lot of people get. You know, they get really caught up in the era of like, you know, Instagram and yeah. you know how we physically present ourselves. It's like you want to be beautiful. You know, it's like you were talking about Kristen. You were telling me about when you were 19 and you saw the woman in the store and how yes. much she glowed,
yeah.
right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yes. You want to share that
story? Yeah, so my name's Kristen, and I'm so grateful to be here. I've lived in Bertha the Beautiful Bus, my little converted shuttle bus RV for the last year. And I got to talk last night with some people and kind of decide I'm in the flow. I'm just kind of letting universe take me where it will. And here, I have felt loved by the universe. Like, it's just like everything that I... parts of me that I didn't even know were there are getting drawn out, and the voice is one of them, mm-hmm. definitely mm-hmm. a huge one for me, and I just feel so much love and support here. So yeah, when I was, I don't know, about 19, I was out shopping, and there was a woman that was older. I don't know, at 19, you might label someone who's 40 as being 60, right. I don't know, but all I know is she just glowed, she was so beautiful, she had gray hair, and she was just... walking tall and confidently, and I just went up to her and I just told her how beautiful she was, and I said, what, you know, I wanted to know, what are you doing, you know, and mm-hmm. she just said, it's my lifestyle and my connection to, like, spirit, and it's my whole, oh, wow. my whole life is just based on, it's more of a, she was, just more connected to spirit than, anyway, and she thanked me, and it was just a moment I never forgot. I thought, you know, I want to age like that, if you mm-hmm. even call it aging, just embrace it and not fall, you know, and break the rules.
Gracefully.
Like, I'm gonna
50 is the new 20,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 50 is the new 20. Yes. It's not the new 30. 50 is the new 20. Yes, so, yes. yeah, do you know, I'm gonna dress how I feel comfortable and what makes me feel
and
awesome.
She has pretty and she gets hair. The coolest hair to a step through the Mystic Manor yes. at this point. It's so cool.
Everyone, you too can have this hair. I tell everyone
so
that
true. Yeah. So true.
We can do whatever we want to yeah. express ourselves.
It's yeah really and it's mm. it's yeah, you know, it's one of the things I talk a lot about on the show is like being the poster adult for childhood. And I feel like I feel such a kindred soul yeah. with you with that. It's like, oh, here's someone who is not getting, you know, mm. they're aging. They're not getting mm. old. I'm aging. I'm not getting old. Right. I'm just getting good. I'm yeah. just warming up. Yeah. And there's so many people out there listening who's like, oh, they look around at, you know, the people who live around them and, you know, wherever they're at, Cincinnati or, you know, whatever. Maybe there's less community like we're experiencing here, but it's growing. It's going to expand there. Yeah. And you can be the pillar of bringing that to, mm-hmm. you know, wherever you're at. And that's really what my aim is with all of you guys who come in is, you know, I've set the intention for it to be like the ultimate, like, spiritual tune-up where all the magic and community that's happening here, it's like, you become a part of it and it becomes a part of you, and then it goes back out into the world.
Absolutely.
So you're yes. starting to create those, you know, it's like that spark in Cincinnati or Atlanta or wherever yes. it is. Yes. And it's exciting because we can live like this, you mm-hmm. know, it's an experiment in, you know, radical community. It's like getting back to what our roots and ancestors were like. It was very mm-hmm. communal, very mm-hmm. community centric. And yes. we put ourselves in these square boxes and, yeah. you know, have shut ourselves out. And this has definitely been quite the experiment taking down those walls.
Mm-hmm. Takes a village.
Exactly. And I feel like it's kind of like retro futuristic, you know, and that's one of the things I love about going to festivals. It feels like that. It's like, whoa, this feels like probably what our ancestors did 1,000 years ago yeah. or 2,000 or 5,000 or whatever, in some sense, celebrating outdoors and fire and, you know, everyone's mm-hmm. kind of sleeping in tents next to each other and you're getting to know your neighbors. And
yeah, there's great tents here.
Yeah.
I took a nap in a tent yesterday.
Yeah. We have workshop tents in the back and mm-hmm. it's, yeah, it's definitely, I mean, the Mystic Manor 1.0, there's so much more to come. I mean, mm-hmm. you guys have met Bajer, who's been here all week.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he's like great. Bringing in so all great. This visionary art.
Yes.
And he's
full of ideas and beautiful poems.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's sharing all of it. And it's yeah. amazing, that amazing poem that he read us.
Oh, my
that
goodness.
He sent to his fiance. Oh,
so
that was
touching. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he met his fiance, you know, on episode 1, you guys, he yeah. told you that episode 1, mm-hmm. she was a musical guest. He was the first live painter. Everyone will see it when Optimistic comes out. And yeah, they ended up, he had been in a 12-year relationship and just gotten out of it. And now they're engaged and getting married here on 11-11.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, whoa, that
That's
was cool.
That's going to be such a magical day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, God, with that many people here on 11-11?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a new crew landing on actually, so he was here. He's here right now, and he was here last week with two other epic artists that are going to be on Optimistic, and they're doing that big piece together. They've been painting out on the side, you know,
oh, yeah.
working on that. And mm-hmm. and then he left here last weekend to go to the Equinox party at Cosm, mm-hmm. Chapel of Sacred Marriage, which is Alex and Allison Gray's place in New York. Mm-hmm. And when he was out there, a couple of the people coming on 11-11, like came up to him and like Mystic Manor, like mm-hmm. They're coming on that day to stay here. And they met him in New York, you know, leaving from here to go there. And so they're going to be here on his wedding day.
That's so cool.
Like so mint, you know, of all the people who are scheduled to come, those, you know, the ones who are going to like literally their first day is his wedding here.
Mm. I'm going to have to get on Patreon just to see that.
Yeah, it's going
to
be cool, huh?
Right. Yeah.
Everything falls into place like it's supposed to.
Yes.
I was, when I first heard about this coming up, mm-hmm. you know, that you're going to do this, I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds like fun, but I couldn't do it. You know, I'm not like spiritually evolved enough or whatever. And yes. so I just felt led to say that, like, if anybody feels, and the other thing was I was afraid because I don't know, for whatever reason, I wouldn't reach out on the Facebook page and things like that either.
Mm-hmm.
When I did take those little steps, though, I did feel so much love. So I want to just let anybody know that's out there. Like, I would love to hear from anybody if Aww. Like there's things out. Yeah. Like Absolutely. Just to reach out. Cause we're all connected.
Yes.
And I wanted to say too, then when Brandon called me, cause so there was a slot that opened up and it was perfect timing for me. And, and then he called me and we were talking about me coming and he was saying about that there's 111 spots in a year. And then because I drive all the time, I was in Bertha driving, and the mm-hmm. next exit on the freeway was 111. And it's like, of course, you know.
So good.
Yeah. It was so
perfect.
Things like that happen all the time.
You know, I had someone, I even say in the opener, you know, talking about it, you know, my aim is for this to be a spiritual tune-up. And someone asked for a sign that I was talking to the other day. They're like, should I come or should I not? I want a sign. And then they saw Optimistic Lubricants. Like, yeah, it's like, what? Like, that's just the craziest, like, Who has a like oil chain shop named Optimistic spelled like M-Y-S-T-I-C?
I hope it works.
And so, yeah, they're coming. And, you know, yeah, what you just said is so important. It's like, you know, once you kind of like the Positive Heads, if for those of you who don't even know, it's there, Positive Heads with an S Facebook group. It's a private group where you can share and connect with, you know, there's almost 10,000 of us in there now. Mm-hmm. And it's a great place to start to a safe place to get your voice.
Yes.
And to, you know, someone just message. I just saw someone message about when they were coming next spring and is anyone else coming? And someone said, oh, that sounds so much fun. My ego doesn't feel like I'd be worthy. It's the same thing you're saying.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is just, I had to respond to it. A lot of times I don't, you know, take the time or I'm doing so many other things, respond. And I'm like, you are more worthy, as worthy as any human ever has been or could be.
Yes.
That's ever, you're as worthy as any human that's ever lived in all of existence. Mm-hmm. Like, how do I get this through to everyone, you know?
Doing this.
Yeah.
Doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to really feel into that yesterday with Elisa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, really.
Yes.
Like, yeah. And we all have so much, no matter where we're at on our journey, we have so much to give to each other. I mean, so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an exciting time, though. For me, there's nothing more exciting than to see someone kind of come out of that shell and like, okay. And then, you know, you realize like, oh, wow, it's safe. It's safe. Yeah. I'm loved and supported. And, you know, and that's really what it's all about, is creating more of that.
It's been happening a lot this week. It's been nice.
Yeah.
Getting that reaffirmed from Sydney and from Chris. And it's so nice.
Yeah. Well, today, a big part of what I do on Fridays, for those of you who don't know, is after this, we go out and, you know, take some kind of an adventure. A lot of times we'll go on a hike or something, and it's collective, and then I'll spend individual time. And so I like to just, like, get a drop in as much as I can into where are you at, or where have you been, where are you at, and where would you like to be? And if I were all of a sudden just, you know, teleported into your bio body suit, what would I do? You know, and just for whatever it's worth, giving my perspective on, you know, so that's really fun for me too. So I'm excited.
Papa Brandon.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, have you guys heard of people that, this idea of, I need to find someone to have on the show who claims, or someone that I think could potentially be legit that claims, to have like a walk-in experience. Have you guys heard of this?
Yeah.
It's a wild thing. Like, I remember reading this article not too long ago. The woman said she did this ritual thing with her friends, you know, and then all of a sudden it was like a soul contract between her and another soul that at that time she would actually leave her body and another soul would drop in.
Yeah.
And so she's like, yeah, as of this day, I was 30 years old, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And yeah, now I'm a new soul in this body that wasn't here before. And who was here is gone. It's like, that is a wild concept.
You know, nothing would surprise me anymore. No. Really, I'm really open to.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I've been working on this body for a long time.
I mean, something tells me that's like the normal contract for people.
Right.
I think most of us stick in our bio body suits. I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
And if I made a contract, consider it canceled. Free will universe. Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Well, what else? Well, who else feels called? I mean, you have the microphone. You have, you know, 20,000 plus people who are going to ultimately hear this. What, and as I said last week, I think it was, it's like, and 1,000 years from now, someone could still be listening. And shout out. Hope you're having fun in your, you know, whatever your teleport machine, whatever you're doing. Speaking of teleporting into bodies, they're probably like doing it.
Right.
So who has something that they just feel like in general? It could be about this place. It could just be about life. It could be about any experiences, you know, that you've had that you think, you know, someone out there would benefit from hearing.
I'd like to say that setting intention has become such an important thing in my reality that is just so beneficial to do in anything you do in life. Like, if you go into an interaction with somebody to have positive intentions set, and how that creates the situation, helps create the situation.
Yeah.
In every aspect of life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, you know, I talk about this where so many things, if you look at them, are neutral by design. Mm-hmm. And then our consciousness, sort of how we flavor it, determines which direction it goes. Even characters can come in as like, you know, oh, this person could be like the best thing ever, or there could be something off about them and it goes mm-hmm. like a dark direction or a bad direction. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think we feel those things because there's all these timelines where all potentials exist.
Yeah.
And they're really this like malleable like prop in your movie that mm-hmm. you help determine which version you actually step into timelines
mm-hmm.
based off of. You know, your expectation, what are you focusing on? Where are you, you know, keeping that laser-like focus and not going, you know, not chasing the darker thoughts or, you know, those timelines that are not really in line with what it is you most want to call in.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, the more I grow spiritually and learn to love myself, and I know that we are all connected in one, I want to treat others truly like they are, you know, a part of me.
Yes.
But however I treat someone else is how I'm treating myself.
Yes.
They're your reflections.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, and really being aware of that as I go through the day is a practice I want to be in.
It's a powerful tool.
You're doing it.
Yeah, you are.
Yay. Because I love my life and I want that to continue. I mean, I think it is what we make it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've made such an inspiring choice to kind of unplug from the Matrix a year ago and mm-hmm. live in Birth of the Beautiful Bus. And, you know, and it seems like obviously, we've talked a little bit about it. It's like, yeah, there's challenges sometimes. Mm-hmm. But all in all, like you're free, right?
Yeah.
And it's like mm-hmm. you're living this freewheeling, like, what do you call it? How did you word it? You said someone was talking about homeless and you said you're...
Oh, I'm home free.
Home free.
Home free. And I love that we have the choices. You know, that isn't for everybody. And I might want a home again someday.
Yep.
But I love... it was, honestly, because of the podcast and beginning to listen to that, to just open up to the idea that I can really make a big change like that in my life. Without fear. And there was challenges in it. There was, I cried. Yeah. I had the best job on the planet.
Wow.
And that was really hard. What I found though, again, I think because I was really following my heart, that the people that loved and cared about me supported me completely because they loved me and wanted the best for me too.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. There might be something that might be a little scary for someone to do. Or part of it for me, too, was I think, I'm so important. My employer needs me so bad. Mm. You know, and it's like, no, let somebody else step in and do that.
Right,
so
right.
Anyway, yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah, the podcast helped.
In the way I see it is like, and we talked about this last night, is like you making that choice and living that example and showing what a great experience. Yeah, sure, there's challenges.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you then help give permission to someone else. Maybe mm-hmm. there's someone else out there like hearing this who's been thinking about it. And it's like, mm-hmm. oh, hold on. If Kristen can do it, mm-hmm. I think I can do it.
Right.
Like
mm-hmm.
she sounds really
mm-hmm.
well adjusted.
Yeah.
After she's having fun and she wants to sleep in next to the babbling brook. She can do that. And like,
Or the freeway off ramp.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah. You know.
It happens.
Envision the babbling brook.
Yeah, right. She's got a babbling brook audio. I listen to like Rolling Thunder and Rain to sleep sometimes.
Yeah,
yeah.
That helps.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, the brain is such a powerful tool that this idea of manifesting mm-hmm. Has really come to light here too. That I don't know if you remember, Kristen, but when we first got here. Mm-hmm. I mentioned swimming in the rain, that I
yes,
it was rain anticipated.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't meant to be on Thursday, yesterday, but I decided to go swimming, and I was really enjoying swimming, and then all of a sudden it started raining, and I was just like, is incredible.
And it wasn't supposed to rain yesterday.
It wasn't supposed to rain.
It was supposed to rain today, and now there's no rain today. Oh, wow. I didn't know that happened for you.
It was pretty incredible, because even Vajra had his moment. He said he was kind of benefiting the rain, and so we were maybe having dual frequencies and energy going, and we
rain dance.
Yeah,
Amy's had tons of synchronicities, and it's been so fun to watch that.
And I've been trying to share them with her every time it's happened, because there's been a theme around my hand for people, obviously, who's just listening. I was born with a very special hand. It's not like your normal hand. It's smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of power there that's came to be with Mary Beth and my QHHT session.
Ooh. And I didn't hear about that either.
Yeah. That was pretty intense. I'm still working through it.
Still processing.
It's still a little bit. But there's a lot there. But I thought it was really interesting because that was the one question where we threw it on last minute about my hand, and when she asked it, I didn't remember it. I had to ask her after. I said, "What was my answer? I don't recall it." And she's like, "Well, if you didn't recall it, your higher self was completely taking over."
Right.
Like
that.
So I have to listen. I still haven't listened yet.
You don't even know what the answer was.
I don't know what the answer was.
She didn't tell you what you said.
The question was to do with like the visit. Like, why did I choose such a visible? I don't want to use the word challenge, but there was a very specific
unique
word. Yeah.
Unique feature.
Unique feature, exactly, but very visible one.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really a cool question. So I think the answer was good. I felt it was good. But anyway, so later that night, I'm closing the window, as I always do, and there's a grasshopper directly on my window, just staring at me.
Wow.
And I'm looking at him, and then I look a little closer, and he's missing his left leg.
Oh, wow.
He's like, well, congratulations to you, powerful being. Have a good night.
Oh, you know? Wow.
I told Kristen about it, and she absolutely loved it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, there's something there, and I've had nothing but love and support with my hand, and I've never had more people hold it this whole time,
yeah.
So that feels amazing, too.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to hide it, yet it's more
it's
powerful.
Cool. It's beautiful. And the more you are comfortable and own it and it's in love, the more everyone's going to feel that. And then it's like, it's just going to be a reflection of you, mm-hmm. right? And
Exactly. And
for those who don't know, QHHT, what she's talking about is quantum hypnosis healing technique. And Mary Beth so put you in a hypnotic state. So you're mm-hmm. saying when you talked about your hand, you don't even remember what your answer was.
I don't.
So you were definitely, you know, under, right?
I was very mm-hmm. under, yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Wow.
So... yeah, and that conscious mind, I gotta say, when you let it go and you kind of just let what is and tap into yourself, it's a far greater feeling.
Yeah.
Far greater feeling. So.
Wow. I love doing these. They're so fun. They make me feel so happy.
Me too.
I hope everyone out there is loving it as much as we are. And is there anything else that we want to share about our experience in general before we... let everyone go about their fabulous Friday.
I want to express how much energy I received when I got here. I got here a day late and was drained from my travels. And as soon as I walked through the door, I was ready to go out for a run. I was like,
whoa.
Charged. I was pretty amazed by that.
Yeah.
Bike rides. You're all about your bike rides.
Kibir invited me to go on a bike ride at 7 a.m. in the morning. And if anybody who's listening knows me, that is a miracle. I woke up at 9:45. And so thank you for that. Because that was like a highlight for me, too, getting to go on a swing set on Venice Beach after a bike ride.
Aww.
Nice.
Yeah. And also Chris Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I loved what he shared.
Yes.
So
I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I
Chris.
Say thank you.
Well done, my
thank
friend.
You for that because it was
power
really
yes.
That was mm-hmm. really cool.
I'm able to explain it, but I can't explain it.
Yeah,
he's deep, and it's amazing.
He definitely
stuff.
Goes deep.
If you like to get that kind of info, he's the guy to talk to.
He's the guy to talk to for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, he's one of my best friends, and of course, he's been on the show a bunch. He's a co-host, and this was the first week he came over and spent time with guests. So. I'm really glad that you guys got
I
to experience
really enjoyed it.
His modality of wonderfulness.
Wonderfulness, yes.
Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah, Mr. Wonderful, yeah. He's got
teaching
that.
Teaching us how to be beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes, he's so good with all the words and plays and words.
I love those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really good with them.
Really good with them.
Or communication. Community.
And his visual was really helpful.
Yes.
I recently had that in me where I'm living in the gray. Mm-hmm. You know, there is the dark and the light, but the gray. And so, anyway, there was a lot to it that was really applicable to where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we don't have anything else exciting to share, I mean, I feel like we could do this all day.
Yeah,
right.
Actually,
people are nervous about it. A lot of times when we come in to do the podcast, it's pretty easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're just, like, sharing from the heart. It's Easy breezy. You guys are professionals already.
Yeah.
Yay.
Aw, thank
so
you.
So we're staying. So
yes. We're and stay tuned for next week for round two.
We'll be here.
Oh, wow. Well, I love you guys so, so much. I hope everyone out there is inspired. And yeah, please come. If you feel the call, you know, reach out. I'd love to work out something with you. If it's in, I just want everyone who really feels the call to be here. I wish it could do it for like free. So that anyone, you know, I hate that anything monetary ever keeps people from having an experience. So I've done everything I can to make it like, you know, you couldn't really rent a place in Venice for the price, like like this, much less all the experience and chef and
The chef.
Isn't he amazing?
You're so amazing. And he's just always there to want to help you. If you're hungry, he's there all of a sudden.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Well, that's it for now. Till next time, journey well. Love you all so much.
So much.
You guys can sing the song if you want. Everyone else does. Or not. No pressure.